The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. It's the Danger Zone with David Trainer from New Constructs. If you want more information, it's newconstructs.com, at New Constructs on Twitter. And we love this segment because it really shows you how you can go in, find out some information that maybe you're looking at a stock and it looks one way to you, and the truth, when you dig down deeper, is something completely different. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower offers independent advice free from the conflicts of interest typical of the traditional brokerage firm. Learn more what makes Hightower different at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who is in the danger zone this week?
Fulton Financial Corporation.
Danger! Danger!
This is ticker symbol FULT, and maybe I should have played this sounder. That, of course, is the sounder we play for our sell of the week, our loser of the week, as it were. And in this particular case, I need to make a disclosure. I own Fulton Financial. I have been a longtime shareholder because I bought a small bank when I left Pennsylvania in the mid-90s, bought a small bank that wound up becoming part of Fulton Financial. So I need to know why you think I and anybody else who owns Fulton Financial is wrong.
Well, Chuck, these guys are doing a trick that tends to happen a lot more in the financial sector, and it's called bleeding reserves to boost earnings. That means on their income statement, they're showing you that credit quality is probably improving, and that is manifest in the form of a credit loss provision, which is the expense they show every quarter, every year for what they're setting aside for a rainy day or for loans that go bad. And in the last fiscal year, and so far in 2012, that credit loss provision has been declining even while charge-offs, or the actual loan losses, has been rising.
So what we have here is a situation where somebody like me, taking a look at the stock and going, things seem to be going pretty well, if I don't dig deep enough, I'm not going to find out that basically they're blowing away the reserves to keep me fooled.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to go with the last fiscal year data just because that's more complete. And you really don't know what's going to happen with reserves and loss provisions until you get the 10K. So I'm not going to read too much into the Qs, even though they do not in any way contradict what I'm saying about the last fiscal year. But to put this in perspective, Fulton showed a 30% rise in net income last year, where the actual change in reserves, or the amount that they stole from the reserves in order to boost earnings, was 17%. So half of that increase in net income came basically just from robbing Peter to pay Paul.
And why is a financial institution allowed to get away with that? Just because the market doesn't punish them because, you know, they have sufficient reserves? Or how is it that this sort of thing doesn't immediately trigger everybody's red flag, it only triggers yours?
I don't know how many people are looking, to be honest with you. I mean, it's you know, you've got to not, you don't see it in the income statement, and you've got to look into a sub item on the balance sheet to get a sense of what's going on. And they don't actually show the actual charge-offs anywhere in the financial statement. You've got to figure that out in the notes. So I'm just not really sure how many people are noticing that, because the trend in terms of their loan losses or their reserves is that they're going down. This is the first year that 2011, and so far in 2012, is the first year since 1998 that they've actually seen a decline in their total reserves. And so, you know, that's not a good thing, especially when it's as big a decline as the one that we've seen so far.
Well, and I can tell you that's about as long as I've owned the stock. I think that's actually when 1998 was around the time that they bought this other bank that I had purchased, and I rolled it over and have been with them that long. And I can tell you I'm not the average investor, and I actually do read my statements in my balance sheet. So I'm not happy, even though, as anybody knows, I can't make any moves about things we talk about on the show for a long time. I'm not happy here because the next question comes into play, which is how big a haircut is somebody likely to take? We know you can't say when, and in my case, I'm hoping this thing stays up there at least long enough for me to consider selling it. But how big a haircut do you think this situation implies for shareholders?
I mean, I think it's 40% haircut or so, down to $6. The current stock price at 10 bucks a share implies 31 years of 7% compounded annual growth in after-tax cash flow. And since 1998, the growth in after-tax cash flow has averaged about 3%. So take the accounting shenanigans, you know, away and just look at what the company's done in the past and compare that to what the market price implies it's going to do in the future. There's a disconnect there. And I think that disconnect, or the risk related to that disconnect, is amplified by the fact that these guys are essentially propping up their earnings by lowering reserves.
Yeah, well, it is distinctly one of those things that should make investors nervous. Lord knows it makes me nervous. That's because today's stock in the danger zone is Fulton Financial. It is ticker symbol FULT. And yeah, I own it, so I'm not happy that it's in the danger zone. But this is why we teach you the lessons, because I'm one of those investors who didn't notice what David Trainer did. And if you want more information and you want to learn more about the research, go to newconstructs.com or follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. Better yet, do both. David Trainer, I won't say it was great talking to you because Lord knows you gave me terrible news. But without that, it's always great chatting with you.
It's great to be with you, Chuck. And you know what? We care about truth more than our ego around here. So, you know, we're better off than we were when we started the call.
There you have it. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call with Martin LeClaire from Barrick Advisors. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.